I'm feeling physically.
Good. Good. Obviously, there's a couple hits out there that, you know, I'm trying my hardest not to take, but good. Completely healthy through it.
How do you feel like your debut went?
You know, I've said over and over and over again that as a quarterback, it's your job to put your team in a position to score points and win games. And obviously, there's some drives that we're proud of that we're heading in the right direction on, but there's also some lulls within the game that we got to try to cut back on. When the defense is playing as well as you are, or as well as they are, it's our job on offense to complement that and turn that into points.
Sean, what happened on the pick there? What'd you think you saw?
An athletic, you know, defensive end slash linebacker hybrid went up and got one on me. You know, I'm trying to put the ball over top of him. Obviously, this is all going to be a learning process. And these guys who are stepping out there that I'm playing against are quite athletic, and he goes up and makes a good play on the ball.
You hit a couple third downs on that touchdown drive when you scored on the touchdown run. What was clicking for you on that drive?
You know, we're comfortable. We're moving. The momentum's back in our way. That's how we need to play at all times. The run's complementing the pass. The pass is complementing the runs. We're taking what's given. We're reading defenses the way we are, the way they're supposed to. And obviously that leads into a clutch touchdown in the fourth quarter.
How do you feel to score your first NFL touchdown? Talk about, you know, kind of what you did afterward, Jewel.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, obviously that was in a point in the game where we needed some momentum to turn back after a special team touchdown. It's up to us on offense to make sure that we go out there and swing the things back our way. A little energy afterwards is also, you know, good for the team.
One time you went after Hayden, to the new receiver, number 82. He didn't come down with the ball in bounds. Was it a catchable ball in bounds, did you think?
You know, that ball needs to be on the red line. That's 3 yards off the sideline. That ball's a little high and outside and leaves him out of bounds. Obviously, those are the plays that we need within the game, those big plays, those things that change the momentum that obviously can turn a game like this into a victory on our side.
Did you feel comfortable out there? It looked like you were calling plays at the line.
Absolutely. No, you know, we prepared well for this game. Got every look that we expected to get. Nothing too, you know, crazy on our part. Obviously, the communication's big and key, especially in a home situation. You got to be able to go out there and make sure that every play is executed the right way, in terms of the way that, you know, you're presenting it to your offense. And I think I did a pretty good job with that.
When you scored to cut it to a field goal and still had a lot of time left, what's running through your mind in that segment of time when there's still 5 minutes left in the game?
Just get the ball back. You know, I have the ultimate trust in our defense that any time that they're out there, they're going to get the ball back to me. So we're trying to do whatever we can on the sideline and prepare to go in there, knowing that's going to be a two-minute situation to go win a game in the fourth quarter.
7 sacks and you took a couple shots on a couple runs. Are you more beat up than you normally would be?
I mean, obviously back in college, I was running power run game from the quarterback position, so I'm used to taking a couple hits. But obviously now at this level, it's my job to make sure that I'm out there for my teammates. And in order to do so, you got to try to limit as many hits as possible.
How would you shape up the first possession? Obviously,
you go in and you use that as a learning opportunity to see what defenses that they're giving to you. Make the proper adjustments and come back out there. You know, not everything's always going to go your way, but it's your job as a quarterback and our job as an offense to make the proper adjustments to make sure that they do turn our way in the next drives.
I know, Saxie, did it feel like the rush was getting there quicker than you anticipated?
No, not really. You know, it's my job, once again, to make sure that the ball is out of harm's way. And, you know, our offensive line was up there holding up tight, and I'm holding the ball, you know, a little too long at times. I got to make sure that when the check down is possible, that you go out there and you get the check down. When you have the ability as a quarterback to move with your legs a little bit to extend plays, you tend to become a little complacent with things that are happening around you, and you want to try to step up and make things happen. But I think that I learned one of the biggest lessons I learned today was that when there's an opportunity to get the ball to the running back on a check down, you got to put it in his hands because he goes and makes plays. I think we saw that in the fourth quarter, that even with the guy right behind Crow, he's going to be able to make a play with his feet.
Did you feel like you just continued to progress as the game proceeded?
Yeah, I think that was more comfortable towards the end. Obviously, you see how defense plays. You see how, you know, the corners are playing, how things are happening, and as that goes, you become more comfortable as a quarterback.
Do you feel like you validated Hugh Jackson's decision to make you the starter and show flashes and signs in this game of, hey, I can do this on the NFL quarterback?
I think that exact question should go to Hugh Jackson.
Who
were you throwing to on the interception? Did somebody keep going on a route?
Yeah. We had an opportunity to get it, you know, an outbreaking route on the outside. He converted it. It was going to become a back shoulder ball at that point.
As the game went along, was there any sensibility that, hey, here I am, a 21-year-old kid playing against a big man?
When we first got out there and you see him warming up, it's obviously a surreal moment, but the competitive juices get flowing and, you know, you're just trying to go out there and do whatever you can to execute your job.
You basically said the most important thing is we didn't win the game, but he was encouraged. Do you find some kind of sources of optimism from what went on and how you guys were able to fight back?
Absolutely. You know, as a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that with a run game that obviously comes first. And I think that we saw out there that our offensive line is out there working their butt off and they're doing a really good job with that. But now it's on me and on this offense to make sure that we do a little bit better of a job complementing our defense. And in order to do so, it's, you know, limiting turnovers. Obviously, we have one out there today that changes the game when we're driving. And then, you know, on top of that, it's on me to make sure I'm complimenting that offensive line by making sure that I'm not taking the sacks that I'm taking. You know, I don't know if there's just one sack out there that I could have avoided, and that's by throwing the ball away in a red zone or escaping the pocket and getting out of there.
Did you and Ben talk after the game?
A little bit. You know, we know that we're going to see each other soon here. This is a divisional game, and I'm looking forward to creating some sort of a rivalry if we can come out and play the offensive game that we need to.
Not for anything unique, special.
No, not really. You know.
Everyone always says you are your own worst critic about things, but were you ever driving home or something, think to yourself, my goodness, I just came, within points of having an opportunity to possibly beat the Steelers?
You know, it's the competitor in me probably will never think that way. I know that we got to show who we are and the progress that we're making, and that's a team that's going to be able to go up and compete against what is known as one of the better teams in our conference consistently that way. But now we need to go out there and make sure that the lulls that we talked about earlier are eliminated and that we're driving that ball down as much as we can, and every time we go out there, we're expecting to score points.